And if you rid all the brush and trees in the land, you might say what? If you cut them down and to make a road through, you know, the woods to a logging camp or, you know, to a field, you might say, we just... And then you, what happened when you first moved here? When you first moved here from, I mean, when your parents first moved here, what did they do with the land?
Well, it was laying out when I first moved here.
What?
Land wasn't cultivated.
Well, what did you have to do?
Curd.
What's that?
Wasn't curd. They had to curd.
Uh-huh. And if you were back in those days and he just got his farm set up and everything was running fine, and you'd ask him about all those trees were there that were there, you'd see, he might say, we just...
Cut him down.
Uh-huh, right. And you might say, we just blanked the land.
Yeah. Yeah, pad the land, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, the second cutting of clover or grass. What would you call the old dead grass that's left over on the ground in the spring?
Oh, that's no good.
Mm-hmm. What was the name that you'd call that grass then?
Well, see, it wouldn't be hay.
Right, it wouldn't be.
Wouldn't be hay, would it?
No. Would you call it rowing aftermath or laddermath?
Yeah.
Which one would you call it, you say?
The first one.
Rowing?
Yeah, I guess.
How do you pronounce that? I just wondered. How do you say that?
Rowing aftermath?
Yeah. Okay, got that messed up. The wheat that's tied up into a what? When you have wheat, it's tied up into a...
Bundle.
Mm-hmm. And the bundles, or the bundles that you have piled up, you pile them up into a... Like you have a bunch of wheat bundles or something, you pile them up into a what?
Yeah, into a rack.
Mm-hmm. How many sheaves would there be then if you had that in a rack?
It'd be, I guess, about 10 or 12.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, oh, we already went over that. Okay, what have you got to do with oats? To separate the grain from the rest of it.
Thresh it, yeah.
Okay, if you and another man got a job and you went and told him about it, you'd say, you and I... it's got that messed up. Okay. Okay, something we had to do today, just the two of us. We'd say, we'll have to do it, or you'd say... If you're not speaking to him, just talking about him, you'd say the job is for...
Is for men or for you?
Yeah, and if it's you and me, it's for...
Us. Yeah.
If some friends of yours and you are coming over to see me, and you say blank...